While actively partaking in truth and reconciliation and celebrating Indigenous culture, history and traditions should take place each day all year. National Indigenous History Month provides extra opportunities for education and engagement during the month of June. Across the North Shore, a number of cultural events will provide interesting learning opportunities throughout June, with offerings ranging from cackle-inducing comedy evenings to Indigenous-led creative workshops. For the full list of what's on, see below. Agents of Change. Chief Dan George Legacy to Inspire Conversations Surrounding Environmental Protection and Human Rights. This exhibit delves into the life and works of the famed Tisleilta, Sail Wahtooth Nation, Chief Dan George, covering both his work aiding the fight for rights for First Nations communities as well as his career as an actor. Also on at Manova are a number of workshops, including a Yarrow Salve making session with Sewaja Spukwus June 15, a gardening workshop with Jordan Dawson June 22, and an Indigenous History Month celebration June 30. Manova, exhibition until June 9, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Visit MONOVA's website for exhibition information and events calendar. Res Comedy visit the live taping of Squawu 7 Meshik Swumix, Squamish Nation. Comedian Keith Nahani's new comedy venture Res Comedy, a stand-up show comprising 9 different comics. Metro Theater, June 15. For times and tickets, visit the event's webpage. Live and local artist sessions popping up at various locations across the North Shore, from the Lynn Valley Village Plaza to the Edgemont Village, are Indigenous performing artists delivering sets spanning all musical genres. The first kicks off with Noreen Braun at the Salem Community Recreation Center this Thursday, with sessions continuing throughout the month. Various locations throughout June. The full list of performers and venues can be found here. Dreamcatchers Workshops Squawu 7 Meshik Swumix, Squamish Nation, artist Chehemia Allison Burns Joseph will lead a Dreamcatcher workshop, where those of all ages can weave their own vibrant iteration with feathers and beads and learn of its significance within First Nations culture. A workshop designed for adults only will run June 9, 2 to 4 p.m., while a family-focused workshop will run at the same time the Sunday following. Delbrook Community Recreation Center, visit NV Recreation and Culture for more. Red Cedar Mat Weaving Workshops over in Lynn Valley. Weavers from Red Cedar Woman, an Indigenous-owned and operated company known for its unique and authentic First Nations art, crafts and homeware, will be hosting back-to-back workshops on how to create decorative cedar mats. Lynn Valley Village Community Room, June 10, 4 to 5 p.m. and 5.30630 p.m. details here. Beaded Keychain Workshops still looking to get those creative juices flowing? Later in the month in Lynn Valley, Janelle, a proud Sekapiemc, Shuswap, woman from Texelk, Williams Lake Indian Band, will lead craft sessions on beaded keychains. Her guided workshops will be followed by a dance performance, as part of the live and local artist sessions. Lynn Valley Village Community Room, June 27. 4-5 to 15 p.m. and 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. For more details and registration, click here. National Indigenous Peoples Day. The day itself will be celebrated with a melange of events, activities and performances at Ambleside Park in West Vancouver. Running late in the afternoon from 4 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Guests can expect thriving huts and stalls with workshops, storytelling and live music, complete with a salmon dinner to ensure guests are satiated. Ambleside Park, June 21, 4 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. More information can be found at the District of West Vancouver. North Shore Libraries. From film screenings to story times, the three North Shore Libraries have enough events in place to ensure all the family can get engaged. The North Vancouver City Library will host story times from June 17 to June 21, a film screening of Wilfred Buck on June 21, a senior's special film screening of Inconvenient Indian June 25, 10-11 to 30 a.m., and an adult book club, centered around the power of story from New York Times bestseller Jim Lehrer. Over at the North Vancouver District Public Library, staff are encouraging locals to get hands-on with their learning with a variety of learning kits and games. They include the Borrow a Caring Community Kit, which includes books and educational activities on Indigenous cultures, histories, and creators, a puppet kit, which features Indigenous titles for children, the Walking in Good Relations board game, a decolonial style snakes and ladders, and puzzles that feature Indigenous artwork. A number of games can also be found at the West Vancouver Memorial Library, alongside a curated book list of contemporary fiction novels and film screenings that celebrate Indigenous stories. On the roster for this year are The Unknown Country, Bones of Crows and Wildhood. Visit the online calendars for the North Vancouver City Library, the games section at the district's website, and the WVML website's film listings for more information on the above events. Mina Kerr-Lazenby is the North Shore News Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the local journalism initiative. Mina Kerr-Lazenby at nsnews.com, twitter.com/MinaKerr-Lazenby.